And we're live.
Thank you. Not live. Thank you, though. But we are recording. Thank you for that.
So, unfortunately, I have the Bob Evans jingle in my head. You're familiar?
Bob Evans down on the farm.
Thank you. The reason why I have that in my head is because today I found out my girlfriend found this at her parents' house. Pandora has a station called, let me double check I get this right. It's called Bob Evans Farm Fresh Beats.
No.
Mm-mm. Her parents were listening to that, I guess, in the not so distant past, because it was like queued up.
Wait, what?
I know. Right, but then cool. I was like, what would that even be? And I tried to find it.
Like renditions of Old MacDonald?
Exactly.
Don't know. Like a queued up mixtape of Old MacDonald?
Exactly. Because the beats part, I'm like, what the fuck? So I tried to find it, but I don't have a Pandora, so I couldn't look it up. And I'm left to imagine what it could be.
Somebody else do this research and like let us fucking know, because I might need
to know. For real. If you have Pandora, please look it up. Let me know what the style is. I personally hope that it's like maybe old-timey banjo music set to trap beats.
So you mean like Riverboat, like our made-up genre with like Drake influences?
Just to make sure, white people continue to appropriate music. Yeah, it could be that.
Yeah. Listen, white people have ruined a lot of things, but I don't think, I mean, I don't want to say that they didn't ruin Bob Evans, because I think they invented it, but then like it was not good from the start.
Right. If anyone ruined it, like, yeah, they ruined it themselves. I don't like Bob Evans.
Yeah. I don't either.
No.
Or Denny's. I stand by my belief that the most like white person tattoo you could ever get, though, is like the American flag, and then in the box where like
Stop.
The stars are. You get rid of all the stars and you just put the Denny's logo.
Amazing. United
That's
States
my,
of
like,
Denny's.
That's my, redneck tattoo.
Horrible. Ridiculous.
Thank you.
I once spent, I think, close to 3 hours in a Denny's in Las Vegas in the middle of the
that
night.
That sounds like my version of hell.
With no car because my dad lost his wallet and we couldn't pay to leave, but we were like 10 miles away from our hotel. So after that, still, we had to walk back. It was a hard night. I threw up on the side of the road.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens when you go to Las Vegas with your family.
You know what? And on that note, also, welcome to Why Are You Like This?
Welcome.
And then I get like a little misty and I'm like, should I be caring more about animals than like people?
But it doesn't have to. He licks all the beakers and flasks and tubes until he finds it.
No. Are you making this up?
I'm not. This is how it was discovered. Hands-on in-the-field experience to hydrate youths.
Which I know you're like, great, Austin. So you're drinking that fake water again. This month in December, please stop douching your genitals.
Soul searching to find their true self.
I mean, that is this podcast, so it's something we can all enjoy together. Welcome to Why Are You Like This special edition.
Special,
right? Why Are You Like This is the weekly podcast where we dissect some part of our culture, human behavior, pseudoscience, just really whatever we're noodling on at any given time in order to determine why people are the way that they are. And before we come at you with the premiere of season 5, we thought we would take just like a little stroll down memory lane.
Yeah, just a brief 1 week stroll.
Just a brief 1 week stroll, right? A stroll for a week. You would get maybe far depending on your cadence. We can't know.
We don't know this your episode, cadence.
We don't know your cadence, but I'm going to tell you right now, this episode is not long enough, but
no,
you know,
you see the timestamp.
Listen to it on repeat. You know how it works. Anyway, listen, we're serving you the best of seasons 3 and 4 because we like to laugh, and I don't know, I hope you do too. So I guess without further ado, enjoy.
Enjoy. So I think that I may have mentioned this on the podcast before, but there are many studies that have been done that revealed to us that most women, when asked about their attractiveness, they rate their faces much higher than they rate their bodies.
And
right, and we said part of that was we thought it was because, like, you see your face all the time and not your body.
It is absolutely because of that. It is mere exposure. You see your face all the time. You're used to it. You, like, own your face in a way that you don't really own your body. Because your body's covered up all the time, and you're also taught to be ashamed of it. So.
Facts.
This was my solution last time I talked about this, and is my solution tonight.
Okay.
We should all be naked at home all the time. I'm naked all the time. And
I'd have to start closing some of my blinds, like, maybe.
I feel like I made that transition to, like, a lot of home nudity, like, a few years ago, and just tried to, like, focus on, like, being present in my body and, like, celebrating my body and not thinking about, like, the parts that I don't like, or not thinking about, like, how it could be better or how it, like, might change in the future for better or worse. But, like, really just being like, this is the body that I have, like, and I like it. And it's really changed.
I'm into this. Do you feel hotter naked since this has become
official? Oh, my God. Like, I went from feeling like my body was, like, not something that anyone should be asked to have, to feeling like I'm, like, I feel amazing about myself. Not to be, like, horribly narcissistic, but, like, I feel
like, love that. I, like, want to take my clothes off right now. Like, I feel like things are happening live.
So, that...
Guys, I'm, like, already halfway undressed. Well, I'm not a crystal person, but I'm open to crystals.
That's how I
probably
feel.
Listen, we're open to crystals. I haven't dug in super hard on it. Although one time, an ex-boyfriend who, like, tried to make, like, several sexual advances on me, like, put a piece of rose quartz in my hand and was like, just hold on to this. And I was like, am I a part of a weird seance right now that you think is going to get me to have sex with you?
Yes.
Spoiler alert, it did not. So,
it didn't but work,
I did end up
that
with that piece of crystal.
We can't.
Or, like, that piece of quartz. So I keep it in my bathroom, which I feel is appropriate.
That. It is.
Why
appropriate.
Would I get rid of it?
No, don't. Do you remember when I sold caffeinated mints in middle school?
That was one of the funniest things you've ever done. Like,
God, that was so
okay,
stupid.
They were like
so
fucking
fun.
Like, everyone's had like an Altoid that had like a, like, you know, 10 milligrams of caffeine
mint.
In them or something. And you were like divvying them out in math class, somehow like convinced people that they were basically speed because people were in middle school and like caffeine seemed like an illicit drug or something.
I know. They didn't do anything. And I knew
and
that.
And people like lost their minds. The placebo effect on the fucking mints in like seventh grade algebra was like the funniest thing I've
Everyone
ever witnessed.
Everyone took their shoes off.
People did weird shit. People were acting like they were stoned, like, or like were on hallucinogens, like, and I was like, y'all
yes.
don't even know, like,
oh,
and it was it's truly the popular girls looking for attention. I'm just gonna be real, like, were the people who were like, oh my
but
god,
it fueled
these
my income.
Like, I was like, it's fucking
yes.
There's not even
but
as much
then,
caffeine as there was in the Diet Coke you drank at lunch. So
absolutely not. You could go get a Mountain Dew from the gym, but
from
like
the gym
for some
I love
reason.
That you just denoted where the pop machines were in our middle school. Yeah, you're like, yeah, you have to go to the gym if you want a soda. That's true though. That is so specific. Hey, you can go to the gym and get a Mountain Dew, you know? God, that's true, though. Coke machines were in the gym.
But what I'm trying to say is it didn't matter because it was there was something cool about getting the caffeinated mints, which made me make a lot of money from taking a $5 box of mints and selling each of the, like, 100 mints for a quarter.
Were you selling them for a quarter? Is that how much you turned it for?
I was selling them for a quarter.
Oh man,
yes.
You could have really upped it on that. You know, people truly thought it was like a
toward
drug.
The end. I did.
Okay.
When I only had a few left, it
oh,
went.
Oh yeah,
up.
You were
yes.
like, listen, supply and demand, people, basic economics.
Someone gave me a five for the last one at a
no,
birthday party
they
I was at.
This is so dumb.
I'll tell you after we record who that was.
Oh man, listen, meet me at the gym so we can get a Mountain Dew. Also, welcome to Why Are We Like This.
I had an idea at work last night for a business model, and I'm a little wary to share it on here because I am sharing a business idea with a lot of people who are clever people.
Do you
Well, I guess then before you throw it out there, do you think you would actively pursue this, or would you be thrilled if someone else did it for you? That's the question you have to ask yourself before you throw things into a public forum.
Mm-hmm. I think that I would kind of begrudgingly applaud them if anyone started this business. And in thinking about sharing it tonight, I decided that I would never pursue this. And so... I'll go ahead and toss it out there.
So you've given up the dream is what you're saying.
I have. Unless I had a lot of money. Okay, so here's the idea.
Okay.
You open a gym and what is a gym full of? Like treadmills, stationary bikes, equipment where people are like exerting their own physical force onto a machine.
Okay, yep, sure.
Then I started thinking about like how people can power lights with a stationary bike.
I'm into this.
My initial thought, and this is a matter of seconds, initial thought is, okay, so the patrons can actually power the gym and I don't have to like pay an electric bill.
Or, yeah, like, why the fuck aren't we doing this already? Honestly, this is just upsetting to hear as an idea because it's like, why aren't we powering
I know.
The shopping center the gym is in this way? Okay, keep going.
I know. Like, so then I took it a step further and I thought about, well, okay, I know from looking into like solar power stuff and like doing that at home that if you create more energy than you use yourself, you actually can sell it back to the power company and you get like a negative bill each month. So it's,
wait, have you done this like at home or is this just something you've read about?
This is not something I have done. It's something that I've read about in like maybe wanting to do it. I've just kind of been like, what would it be like to capture my own solar power in the future? And like, how does that affect my electric bill?
And oh, wow. Yes. I'm so invested in this. Wow. Keep going. Okay.
So then with the gym, I thought, okay, so what if all of those machines are like hooked up to whatever system that basically charges up a bunch of batteries to store that energy. And then that those batteries could either be sold or, like I said, it could be like a reverse power company situation. And basically what you have then is a model where people are paying you to come and make electricity for you.
Oh, I mean, why are we not doing this? I'm doing that thing that I do too when I'm like really excited. I just, if you could see me, if this were a visual platform, I'm like rubbing my clavicle, like with my thumb and my middle finger. I just like, I'm so invested in I'm like aroused by this concept.
You'd have to get like different machines, but I feel like the initial investment would totally pay off. You'd have to market it as like a great gym and like maybe not mention the electricity thing, except it's like a green.
Oh, no, I think you should be transparent about it though. Okay. Yeah, you know, I think you, I will like, I don't be like, we're fucking turning a killing profit after this, but just advertise like the green concept of it, of like
putting power back into the community.
Well, say like, yeah, putting power back, that's beautiful. You already thought of the fucking tagline. I was the ugly laugh because you know it's true. I was gonna say no, even if you just said like a self-sustaining gym with like a like a like a negative environmental impact footprint, like that kind of thing. You don't have to be like, we're fucking making
we're pocketing
bank
this.
Off you like hamsters on the wheels, and the wheels are our ellipticals. Okay, but like, I mean, you don't have to say that. But like, why? Why, I don't under Planet Fitness, like, call us. I don't know why we're not doing this. Like, obviously the equipment would be more expensive, but here's the thing. Car manufacturing is a dying art right now. There are a bunch of people upset that there aren't manufacturing jobs. Why don't we get people manufacturing these new treadmills?
Yes. I would buy one for my home.
I would too, honestly. Like, Peloton, get on this. You're selling these bikes. Why can't I hook my bike up to a generator that I'm generating? This is fucking brilliant.
Seriously. And car companies at you. This is the same technology where the alternator in the car charges the battery. This is, we just have
to do it
with exercise equipment.
Did we just solve the future?
Like, we did. We solved the future. We solved obesity and the energy crisis.
Honestly, though.
Big Oil's going to get me.
Well, Big Oil's struggling anyway. Shout out to COVID. Did you know that literally it's caught, like, they're selling gas at, like, they're paying people to take gas right now because it's,
yeah, I've been
they have
up.
More of It's no, but like actually, like I'm not being hyperbolic.
No,
like,
I did gas read. Is like a, I got a
negative
email.
Quantity. Yeah. Yeah. Because they don't have anywhere to store it. It's so nuts. But like, oh my God. I mean, I think about this even like, okay, fuck. And if we don't go to your gym, what if we just like, you get the Pelotons of the world on this, that you're powering your home. Wouldn't it really motivate you to like work out, that you're like, oh, mm-hmm. it's good for my body and whatever. But like also, oh, hold on. Time to negate our electric bill. Let me just power the home real quick. Like
through the winter, dude, when electric costs are, or gas bill is really high.
Right, and, right. Running that HVAC, that heat situation.
And a lot of seasonal treats that you're trying to burn off.
Honestly, those holiday parties, they'll get you. Getcha. Man, this is brilliant. We solved the future. We have solved the future. I'm not walking that statement back.
Constantine was working at Johns Hopkins on coal tar derivatives. I'm not sure what for,
sure.
but that
yeah.
was
okay.
What
yeah.
he was fucking with. And he went home one day from his lab and he was like eating a sandwich and he realized that like the bread tasted sweet and he was like, that's weird. And then he like licked his hand and discovered that like both of his hands were like highly sweet. And so
okay, I just want to start here with, this is like not safe laboratory practices. Well, like get why ready. Are you covered in the chemicals that you were working with and then you're like, I'll lick it. This is like
I'll
the women working with mercury and like who are like, let's use it to paint our teeth. Like it's just reckless.
And because he accidentally discovered a new substance meant that like he didn't really know what he was creating. Anyway, so
it's like he didn't even know what he was licking off of his hands.
Exactly.
Dude could have died. Okay.
So he licks his hands and discovers that, like,
super casual.
Must have been something at the lab. So he races back to the lab where he, I guess, hasn't cleaned up his equipment. And
okay, again, chemists everywhere are like, is this real life?
And he licks all the beakers and flasks and tubes until he finds it.
No, he does. Are you making this up?
I'm not. This is how it was discovered.
Wow, science is reckless.
It's truly reckless.
I wonder which like beaker this sweet substance came from. I don't know. Let's taste them. Like what?
Whew.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I can't even fuck with that. This is cray cray. Okay.
And the worst one, and I was like not prepared for this when it came up on screen, but the worst one was a rattlesnake bit his middle finger and he lost the finger like down to the second knuckle. And the way that he shows us is he holds up his regular hand and then he holds up like a shriveled finger that looks like a piece of ginger. Like
he has it.
Have
been prepared for
and
that
like
either.
Unprompted gets it out, lines it up with his finger that's still attached and explains what happened. And his wife is just like in the background in a rocking chair nodding. And he explains that it was his wife who told him he had to keep it. There was some kind of religious reason I didn't understand, but
okay. Wow.
He kept the finger.
Wow.
So I put this ritual out of my mind because with chaos magic, after you perform a ritual that has like some intention, you have to forget about it because you don't want to accidentally have confirmation bias where you're just seeing the results that you want. So you have to really try to not think about it. So I brushed it off and I went to work. And I will tell you, that is the hardest shift I have ever worked in my entire life.
Really?
There's no reason, like weather or event wise, why we should have been as busy as we were.
Oh my God, stop.
But we were like on an insane wait, and then like the restaurant fully emptied out, and then we went back on a wait like at 7 o'clock, which was just like a weird maneuver that like you don't usually see. And of course, like it was great that we were busy. I did make over $400, which had never happened
before. No, you didn't.
Which is truly incredible.
This is not real.
This is real. But so much shit went wrong.
Why
because
did you
we
not tell me about
busy.
This when this happened?
I feel like
Why
I
would you,
did.
I mean,
I don't know. I feel like I did.
I'd remember if you told me that you like made a chant and then like an origami like
I did
offering
not tell you
that
about
you put your menstrual blood on and lit it on fire and then made $400 in an evening. I feel like I would have recalled this.
Real quick aside, my coworker had some crystals that she was like wearing around her wrist and they kept cracking. And she contacted the company and was basically like, you gave me some shitty crystals because they keep cracking. And they emailed her back and they were like, we're more than happy to replace your beads. But just so you know, that's from negative energy. So they will crack again unless you change
something. Oh my God. They were like, it's your fault. Oh, that's like exactly, honestly, the answer that I want to company that sells crystals to give to me, because it means they truly believe. Also, we've never done an episode about crystals.
Responsibility ever.
Or not take responsibility. Listen, the customer is not, they're like, we'll need to gladly replace them, but like, this is a problem you need to deal with. The most extreme houses may feature full contact with guests and include a chance that the guest may be subjected to mild torture, including simulated drowning, simulated assault, and light electrical shock.
Whoa. That is for somebody who really needs whatever kind of adrenaline this is providing.
So in these situations, guests are often given a safe word.
Oh, shit.
Then that's like, if you're like down to, you're like, I'm not completing the experience.
Right.
And there's a spot in Tennessee called McCamey Manor that requires both an application process and a waiver.
Jesus Christ.
And unlike its rivals, there was no safe word until 2017.
Oh my God. I'm surprised that there have not been like problems there. And also I have questions about the people who want to work there.
So here's the thing. The tour there, which is free, can take up to 4 hours to complete.
Oh my God.
In that time, guests have been
oh my God.
Tied and gagged.
Oh my God.
Forced into coffins and freezers. Had their head pushed into a cage full of snakes. People have even been known to leave with scratches and bruises. And I was like, you think?
Yeah. Holy fucking shit.
If I recall correctly, you and a college roommate once had a strong debate over who was using all the toilet paper and why you guys were going through it so fast. And so then you guys both were like, we're going to have individual roles in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to see who goes through their role the quickest. And then we will know. And I was like, y'all are wiping your ass with like one square right now. This is just competitive. We were.
It was just competitive.
So this is just something I feel like we all need to acknowledge as like a human race. As like a uniting factor.
I love uniting factors.
Listen, everyone fucking shits their pants like at least once.
I mean, you know that I have. I can't speak on everyone.
I shit a pair of leggings one time on the way to meet my boyfriend at the time, like for the movies. Oh my and God. I called him and I was like, I'm not coming. I can't. He was like, what's wrong with you? And then he was like, oh my God, did you shit yourself? And I was like, we can't talk about this. Listen, guys, sometimes you have, like, you go through chemo and every medication you're on makes you constipated. And then when you come off that shit, you literally don't know how to control bowel movements. Like, if I have to go to the bathroom, like, at that point in my life, if I felt the need to go to the bathroom, I needed to already be in a bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It was terrible. So, listen, it's like, we all shit our pants. Like, if we could just acknowledge this, that everybody does it.
And then we could talk about it, and maybe it would be less horrible. And then you could text your friends and be like, I'm sorry I shit my pants. I'm not coming.
Yeah. Then you could be like, I'm so sorry I'm not coming. I shit myself.
And then we could start using it as a lie.
I felt this, like, recently in Chicago and, like, city living. Sometimes, like, if you're in, like, a residentially part, it's not like you can just, like, run into a – like, listen, there's not always a bodega.
There is not always a bodega.
There's oftentimes, but not always. And I was going to check on a friend's cat. And I was on the bus, and I don't know what it was. Something hit me like a ton of bricks, and I was like, oh, God. And
fuck.
I was like,
on a bus is so
I was
scary.
On a bus, and I was like, am I going to shit my pants on this bus? And then I was like, I need to get to this person's house. And I was like, how do I do this? How do I make this happen? And then I was like, And I had to, like, stand kind of by a tree for a minute to just, like, to muster through whatever, like,
up.
Gastrointestinal shit. Right? Let it crawl back up.
And the pressure on, like, the back of your rectum or something, it can be so painful.
It can hurt. You can, like, if you really hold it for a while, sometimes you're like, am I getting nauseous now?
Oh,
like,
yeah. And then I worry about throwing up the diarrhea, but I don't think that could ever happen.
I don't think that could.
When I think about that.
Ew, I'm going to have nightmares. What if I puked shit?
Do you remember in college, someone we knew would be like, I'm going to sew your asshole shut and just keep feeding you and feeding you.
I thought you used to say that.
No, this was, no, I maybe repeated it to you, but it, maybe it's from a movie or something, but that is what would happen.
Sew your asshole shut and just keep feeding you. And that feeding sounds,
you.
Honestly, oh that God. Sounds like hell.
It does indeed sound like hell. I have also shit my pants, just, you know, briefly I'll mention, because of the ulcerative colitis that I have. Sometimes if there's problems, there's just like horrible urgency and it's really painful and you shit yourself. But I will say,
shout out to those with colitis. Shout out to the cronies. Like, live your best lives. And yes. Sometimes you shit yourself.
And speaking of cronies, I wanted to give a shout out to a listener and my friend and coworker.
Love.
Who has a Crohn's issue, and we really bonded over that, and I love it. But I don't love that this person has Crohn's. But you know how I've been doing the like suppositories that my grandmother gave me that are THC infused.
Listen, sometimes you throw up like some, you know, suppositories up your anus. That
I've been calling them the beige bullets.
Oh, I like that name. That's like strong branding, honestly.
Thank you. Anyway, I gave her a couple of those for her intestinal issues. So we'll see how that goes. But if you're listening and you've already done them, I really hope that it was nice for you.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. The book from like childhood, Everybody Poops, I think we need the adult version that's just called Everybody Shits Their Pants.
Yeah. So I would like to perhaps read someone's experience that I found from, what is the date here? Posted in 2006. So that's pretty late in the game, but it
I
is.
I feel like that's late in the Olestra game. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I do. So this is on Craigslist, actually. This was posted as just like a PSA on Craigslist and is now.
Shut up. What a weird host choice.
I know.
Love it.
And it's now classified on a page called The Best of Craigslist with like all of the most favorite posts from all time.
Honestly, I can't wait. And also, I didn't know there was a Best of Craigslist, but I know what I'll be doing later.
I didn't either until now. So this is a Craigslist post on fat-free Pringles. It starts,
shout out,
do not eat fat-free Pringles potato chips, they will grease your ass.
Oh,
that's the title. Then it says,
oh, that's the title.
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten to the good part yet.
Here we go. Don't even fucking say a word. I like potato chips and can't eat them very much or I'll get fat. I tried out these Pringles fat-free chips because they were super low-cal barbecue flavor. The fuck. The can said they had only 70 calories per serving, which meant the whole can had only 490 calories total inside. I could munch through a can in a day with my lunch and dinner, etc. So I got several cans and began enjoying one each day for the past 4 days. But what they don't fucking tell you is that the primary ingredient is something called Olean, which I have since learned is Latin for unwashable and indestructible ass grease.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even kidding. So today, while I'm standing in the living room debating whether or not laundry or dishes will get done first, I get the urge to fart. I live alone. So sweet. I let the honk loose, and it's wrong. Something just sounded wrong. I knew.
I let the honk loose is now how I like to refer to farting.
I know my own wind, and I have never farted a sound that sounded like a fart wrapped in a pillow. Oh, yes. Something was very wrong. I had just shat myself. But this evil Olean makes shitting yourself sound almost like a regular art. If I had not been particularly attentive, it could have easily gone unnoticed. I'm telling
you. How do you unnotice sharting?
Well, I think he'll get to it. I don't know why I think this is a man. It could be a woman.
Could be anyone.
That's how utterly covert and evil this Olean stuff is. What the fuck? If I'd gone out to hang out with friends or gone for a drive, what then? So I walk carefully to the bathroom and disrobe. Before I even sit on the toilet, I wad paper carefully and wipe from the front. Sure enough, it was light brown and had the texture of soft spackle. You fucking Pringle bastards. I sat down. God. Okay, this part is too graphic, but then describes some kind of marshmallow bowel situation.
Ew, sick. Yeah, skip that. Jump ahead.
We'll skip that. Yeah. Okay. On to the next
part. If you're eating your lunch, we're not trying to trigger you.
No, I'm sorry about that. Do take just a moment away from your food. The problem arose when I tried to wipe a whole fucking roll of TP and I could not get it all off me. So, I jumped in the shower. Yes, the shower. I stood, water pouring down, cheeks spread, using my own hands to make certain it's clean. That was when I discovered, after using my hand to wipe myself, before I soaped the area, my hand came back covered in some sort of transparent grease. It was so fucking foul. The grease made water bead off my hand. It was tacky, too, and very difficult to manage.
Whoa.
I know that we talk about this a lot, but I wanted to just briefly talk a little more dog stuff with you just for a moment. Dog stuff.
Why is this a reoccurring theme for us, even though neither one of us knows jack shit about dogs?
No, never before have I, you've ever even come across dog facts. Anyway.
Right, okay.
I recently learned that when a dog follows you to the bathroom, it's doing that because, back in wolf times, when dogs were wolves.
Yes. I saw a dog food commercial the other day when I was streaming something, mm-hmm. and the voiceover was like, "Inside every dog is a wolf." Oh my God.
I know what you're talking about.
I could not stop laughing. I was like, by myself, hysterical. And then I kept, repeating it. It was a whole vibe.
It's there very were substances. Dramatic.
It was a thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Inside every dog is a wolf. Okay, anyway.
So that wolf inside of them remembers its ancient programming. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. it remembers...
Ancient wolves.
And it's okay. Remembering that it's supposed to guard the other wolves that it is close with when they go to the bathroom, because you're really vulnerable when you go to the bathroom. So when your dog follows you into the bathroom, it's not because it smells your shit and is just trying to be a nasty fucker or is aroused or whatever. No, it's just my human that I love is taking a shit right now. I better go make sure that no one can get to them. And so they come and they try to get into the bathroom desperately.
I don't know if dogs also do this, but I know it's a thing with cats that mm-hmm. When they are sleeping on you themselves, or when you go to sleep and they lay on you, it's cats group sleep. It's protective. So when I am sleeping and my cat is just laying on me but is fully awake, she's just standing guard.
yeah, because she cares about you.
And also why sometimes cats will seek out humans or the other cat if they cohabitate with other cats to sleep with, because it's ingrained protection mm-hmm. vibes.
Exactly. Exactly. So whether you're shitting or sleeping.
Yeah, whatever. I also feel my own cat usually sleeps the hardest when she is on or next to me, in the way that she'll dream twitch and stuff. And I'm she probably is feeling very secure, which
fully,
is nice.
Yeah, can go to sleep.
I don't catch her sleeping by herself in another room and doing the sleep twitching. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
No, I totally know what you mean. Does she follow you into the bathroom ever?
Oh, it's our ritual. I live by myself, so seldom do I close the door to my bathroom when using the loo, taking a shower, whatever. And it's the morning ritual that when I, take my AM pee, Poppy gets in my lap while I pee.
That's weird and cute.
We just catch up in the morning that way. And I will say that she has done it to strangers in my house not strangers, but
various repairmen.
Has done it when friends have stayed over or whatever. Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, she's never done this to a romantic partner, but she when I've had homies who are staying over, she has followed them into the bathroom and then sat on their lap. I remember having a friend in the morning, because it'll be whoever's awake before me, mm-hmm. come out of the I was in the kitchen or something, and then she came out and she goes, "I don't know why you don't just spend your whole day in the bathroom with your cat." And I was like, "Oh no." I was like, "My bad. Did she get in your lap?" She was like, "Mm-hmm."
She's got to get that AM ammonia.
Well, it's she's got a captive audience. It's I'm not going anywhere while I'm peeing. So the pets are flying freely, you know? Anyway,
you're all welcome to know that usually every morning I take a piss with a cat in my lap.
And we're all picturing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you are.
Another girl rolled through who's like very much part of the religious group. And I was like, the girl is friends with everybody. But like, I kind of was like insecure that everyone thought I was a bad person because I stopped going to church. Mm-hmm. And then there were like a couple instances of that trip that I felt super insecure that I clocked. And one of them was everyone got up on Sunday and went to church together and no one woke me up. They just like left me there. And I was like, wow, I was like, I'm really not part of the club. And I was like, I would have gone just to like socially go.
Right.
Listen, I go to mass all the time on Easter for my brother-in-law and I'm like, cool.
Right.
But like, I don't like, I'm not like, I don't have an aversion of like, I can't step foot. And I was like, wow, I feel left out. But I also remember in that same visit, we were making breakfast in the kitchen one day and Rebecca says, like, she just goes, what's like your biggest fear? And I like, just like throws this out. And I was like, this is what I want, because I assume these people get to have deep chats all the time together because they go to youth group. And I was like, I just want someone to talk to me. And I was just like, immediately like steamrolled. I was like, let me tell you about everything that I'm the most afraid of.
Right.
Because also I'm probably like, I'm like early high school. So I'm like, right. I'd like to bond over trauma. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. I was like so thirsty for it. And I think everybody else was like, what is she doing? Yeah, it's 9 in the morning.
Right.
I was like, I have a lot of fears. Will you talk to me? I don't have to believe in Jesus to have this conversation, right?
You don't, though.
Yeah.
But I felt like then that I did. And yeah, I wasn't totally a part of it. And then everybody was like, and everybody was better friends because like they would go to like God camp and like talk about things that like sucked in high school. And I was like, I don't want to talk about things that suck in high school. Do I have to go to God camp?
Right, right.
I did. I felt super alone in like the social sphere of like, you can't sit with us.
Yeah.
One night in college, I couldn't sleep, and I turned on the TV, and this is a brief time in my life when we had cable. There was on Oxygen, which is a channel that I love deeply.
Okay, keep going. I love this story. I don't know where it's going, and I love it so much.
I'm actually like so red right now because I've never told anyone this, and it's
guys. We're gonna be honest. We're gonna embarrass the shit out of ourselves this episode. So stay tuned if you're into that kind of thing. Keep going. I love this story. Shout out Oxygen.
And there was a Bad Girls Club marathon on, and you
are Bad Girls Club like number one fan. Like you're the only person who knows this much about Bad Girls Club.
I had never seen the show before, and I watched it all night and fucking loved it. But there was one specific personality, character, I don't know what you call the people on that show.
A cast member, perhaps?
A cast member, thank you. There was one cast member who was a lesbian that was just beautiful, and I just thought she was really funny and great. And I was like kind of barely starting to like come out to myself, but like not talking to anyone about it yet. And I just remember like finding her on Facebook and like friending her back when you could do that, and like looking up like everything she had done like prior to that, like terrible YouTubes, like just like doing a real like internet deep dive on this cast member of Bad Girls Club. Because this is like the only exposure that I have to like someone who's a lesbian who's like close to my age, and like, I don't know.
It felt good, and you were like, I want to know everything about you that I can find on the internet and watch all the interviews. And I do like, this about people.
Yes, and then just like frantically clearing my internet history. But
like somebody was going to be bothered.
I know. And then like from following her on Twitter, like over the next couple of weeks, figured out that she was no longer in a relationship, and what bar she was working at in St. Louis. And so in my head, I'm like, I should just go there. I should just go and sit at the bar and just see what happens.
Just and take it in.
I bet she would like me and it would go great. And then like very quickly, I was like, what the fuck? But that was a parasocial relationship that I had in my head that I thought could work.
Oh, I like this story.
It is very embarrassing. But
I feel like everybody's felt this way, though, and it is, like, embarrassing to articulate, but, like, I don't know. Like, I think everybody's been like, oh, if this celebrity and I met, we would be friends.
Yes.
Like, they'd like me.
That's what this phenomenon is us thinking that we know people and that they would like us, but then, like, if I showed up at that bar and, like, started talking to her, she would think I was crazy, and I would be crazy for doing that.
Oh,
Well, I don't know. It depends on how you handle the situation.
This is true. If I would have, I think, kept my cards really close to the chest. Now I'm talking about this like it's something I was ever going to do, which I wasn't, but
You maybe thought about it. A moment were open to doing it.
I was open to it. St. Louis is only 5 hours from Cincinnati, and I had already driven there and back in one night, one time, unrelated, fully unrelated.
Related, because you really played it out for a minute of just like, what if? Like, it's okay. I love it.
All right, so like any good episode of Why Are You Like This, today we'll also have to do... We'll say more than one verbal game.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I mean, best of. You got to do a couple.
It's
right?
The it's a handful of the best ones. So without further ado, cue the vibraphone.
Cue it.
All right. So these options are that Applebee's is your favorite restaurant.
Oh, God. That is offensive to me. That's so for me. Okay, keep going.
That you pay people to be your friends.
Oh, wow.
Or that you have a second mouth on your lower back that needs feeding.
Oh. Okay, man, I love... These really went to my heartstrings. The second mouth is just like... Just so wild. But then the other two, because I'm kind of a food snob and because I'm worried that no one likes me, are just so rough. Wow, 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 wow. Okay. I think, as you would maybe guess, I'm never going to deal with the rumor that I pay people to be my friend. Mm-hmm. Because that, like, that hits too close to home. I, like, might start believing it. I'd be like, are these people my friends? Who's paying them? Aww. It's what I feel sad about on the inside. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're definitely not dealing with that rumor. And then Applebee's being my favorite restaurant. Because initially I was like, oh, that's I'd be fine with that for a week. But then I'm like, do I want a lifetime of a second mouth on my back? Like I've explained. But here's the thing that could maybe help me deal with that. Rumor is that like that one's easy to disprove if you get me.
That's true, yeah.
And so unless I became really like notoriety, like that, like have a like a lot of notoriety or something, people, I wouldn't be worried about like people speculating about that with no way to disprove it, and be like these photos of her clean back are photoshopped, like they CGI'd this movie, like if I were a celeb, so. I think I'm going to have, like, the Applebee's rumor for a week, and then I'm going to have the second mouth on my back.
That needs feeding.
That needs feeding for my whole life, because it's, like, so salacious that I feel like some people have to, like, not believe it.
Yeah.
If anything, I think I'd use it to, like, weed out people who'd be like, yeah, but you know she has that second mouth, right? I'd be like, do I want to hang out with those people who believe the second mouth rumor? So, yeah, I'm going to let people say I have a second mouth that, quote, needs feeding. For my whole life. Like, that's no question. I love that. Like, I love that I'm down for a rumor about having a second mouth on my lower back that needs to be fed. But I'm like, but don't you dare say that I pay people to be my friend.
Or that I like Applebee's.
Or that I like Applebee's. Yeah, that's also offensive. Well, I just feel like it... I feel like... That's harder to deny. Like, no shade thrown to Applebee's, but, like, it's just not my brand, TM.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, frozen foods reheated are not mine either.
Yeah, it's just, it's, I can't. But listen, I do like a good potato skin. Don't fight me on
that. That one I'll do. I'll actually.
Who doesn't love a potato skin?
Potato skin or a mozzarella stick with just a bottled beer. I'll take it.
Yeah, I was going to say a bottle of Corona with a lime. Yeah, that was my choice. And then the appetizer section at Applebee's. Honestly, it's not that bad.
Yeah, and that'll be $25 and 90 minutes of your time to get that food.
90 minutes. I mean, the food is coming out like an hour and a half later cold.
And I don't understand.
I don't. We don't have the answers. Oh, God bless you, Applebee's. I'm sorry.
And we just said a bunch of misinformation about Applebee's. I don't have like actual proofs.
Spreading rumors about Applebee's.
I'd love to.
Listen, if you have rumors about specifically Applebee's or anything else you'd like to clue us
in. Or if you have a second mouth that needs feeding.
Yeah, listen to that. We do want to know about for sure. Oh my God, maybe I chose that one as my answer because it's true.
Yeah.
You can't know.
We won't.
Maybe
ever.
I'm starting a rumor about my own second mouth that needs feeding right now.
Yeah, you could write a book later. There'll be a movie about you.
Oh, it'd be a tell all story. I can't wait. Girl with a second mouth. And then it'll be like colon that needs feeding. Fuck, dude, I can't.
I'm trying to think of a dramatic title. The Hunger Behind Me.
We'll workshop on it.
Yeah.
The Mouth Behind Me.
The Hunger Behind Me.
The Hunger. If you could be on any reality TV show, what would it be?
Oh, my God.
Isn't this a great question
as
an icebreaker?
Oh, my God. In my younger years, Bad Girls Club, for sure. I almost went to the audition in Louisville when I was in college.
I should have known that you were going to say this.
But as an adult.
Think about it.
I'm actually, I think, too old now to be on that show. I think it's like 21 to 29.
I can't believe this, but I think you and I have aged out of a lot of reality TV shows. Oh my God, we're getting
I'm still
old.
Here to play a teen in a scripted television drama, though.
Oh, absolutely. People in their 30s always play teenagers. It's why I can't tell how old people who are 14
are. It
has
ruined my ability to tell
ages. I'm like, how old is this kid? Six? People are like, he's 17. I'm like, well, if he's been played by 34-year-olds my whole life.
The OC was confusing, yeah.
The OC really fucked us up, really did a number on most of us.
But, like, right now, if I could be on one... I think maybe The Amazing Race.
I love that. That was one person's answer, which is dope. Would you eat the weird shit? That's
no.
what we all asked her.
No, I would do.
She was like, that's why you have a partner.
Yeah, I would do any other challenge. I would be like, oh, I'm sorry. I have a bowel disease.
You do? That actually checks out. I wonder if it could get you out of the issue. I don't know.
I think I just wouldn't be selected.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know. This is.
But what was yours?
I said if I were going to be competing, obviously I said, I was like, listen, it's going to be culinary.
Yeah, I knew that.
So if I were competing, I would want to be on Chopped.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could be a guest judge, I would want to be on Top Chef. But it was funny because somebody who doesn't know me that well in the group was like, do you really think that you could like... make something like some kind of food crazily in 30 minutes. And I was just like, yes. Two other people started nodding when she asked that question. And I was like, thank the rest of you for your support. We had somebody who wanted to be on Below Deck, but only as a passenger, not as a member of the crew.
I would love to be on Below Deck as a guest.
We had so many good ones, though. There was Survivor. There was The Amazing Race.
Survivor crossed my mind.
Yeah, I listened.
Did anyone say Love is Blind?
I don't think we got any dating show answers. We proposed
that
to someone.
Or
I think somebody brought it up that they were like, I would not do any of the dating shows. Somebody else, one of the other great ones was there was like some ghost hunter show that someone wanted to be on. And I was like, that's a great answer.
All the medium shows are reality shows usually.
Somebody else wanted to do basically like an investigation, like cold case or like Dateline thing and be one of the investigators.
Damn.
And I was like, also a great answer.
Yeah, I missed that opportunity.
Right. People had good answers that surprised us because people were like, I didn't know that was an option. Also, hands down, and I'm leaving it at this, the best answer of the whole meeting was this guy who cracks me up. And he goes, I would want to be on, he goes, do you guys remember like Celeb Reality, like the Celeb House VH1?
That, okay, that answer crossed my mind. And then I thought maybe I wouldn't qualify, but I almost said it anyway.
He said he would want to be on that. He goes, because it implies I've had a level of success before. And he goes, and while I'm washed up now, he goes, I'm like getting a chance to be back in the limelight and make some money again. And people were like, who was on that show? And he names like 10 people, no problem off the bat.
Amazing.
And I could
Tammy
not
Faye
stop
Baker,
laughing.
That porn star whose name I can't remember.
Charo.
Adrian
Flavor Flav.
From America's Next Top Model. Peter Brady.
Peter
then
Brady.
They got married.
They did.
Flavor Flav and Brigitte Nielsen
show.
Fell in love.
Brigitte Nielsen.
Oh my God.
Wasn't Axl Rose on that?
Maybe in a later season.
Vanilla Ice was. For sure.
Yeah.
Listen, we can't live here forever. I mean, actually, you and I probably could, but
and we
also,
did an episode
to
on
Why
it.
Are You Like This?
Sorry, welcome.
Marry, fuck, kill. Bigfoot, the Yeti,
Loch Ness. Now consider all of their natural habitats. Correct. Bigfoot, you're in the woods. The Yeti, you're like, it's cold there. You're probably wearing a lot of furs. Loch Ness, you live in water. I just want you to be aware of, like, your surroundings, mm-hmm. what country you're in, who's being chased or photographed the most, like, who has the largest paparazzi following, just all the things.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
what are the moves?
I guess I would say, like, first considering, like, location and like what environment am I in, it is fun mm-hmm. to think about in sort of like a Sandy in SpongeBob kind of way, to think about myself in some kind of a diving suit, just like making a life with Nessie. I think
we underestimate how funny the creators of SpongeBob having a squirrel like live in a spacesuit under a dome in the show SpongeBob was. Like, I that love was it. Funny.
I know. It's good. Some strong choices on that show. But so I could do that, but I have like a really intense fear of water at night, despite like really loving the ocean. And so I think that like even thinking about living in the loch makes me have like a cold shiver run through my spine.
Ooh, okay.
And just weather wise, I don't want to live in Scotland. And I would say the Yeti's environment is going to be like really cold and uncomfortable. Bigfoot definitely has like the best living situation. I would go like Northern California forest, like definitely.
No, a little Pacific Northwest vibe, sure, yeah.
As far as sexual attraction, I would say ranking them.
Yep, let's rank these sexually, okay. Go ahead.
I am the least attracted to the Loch Ness Monster. Because just from maybe being the furthest away from humanoid, then I think that I am the most sexually attracted to the Yeti. They have similar body type and even facial features, I think, to the Bigfoot. But I think Bigfoot just, he's too mainstream for me or something. He's like
Bigfoot's
the,
too mainstream he's like
the,
for
the
you.
Frat boy of the group or something. Like,
oh, he's Yeti. Wearing bands. He's a band he's never heard of, Bigfoot,
exactly.
You asshole.
Exactly. And maybe he's like a little bit of a ham because he's like been sighted the most and I don't know.
But he could. He's very elusive. That Yeti.
The Yeti is very elusive. While I would not want to live in the frozen tundra, the Yeti's fur seems more appealing.
You have a coat that looks like a Yeti.
I could wear that, and we could be a power couple in the mountains.
Oh yeah. You might get attacked by if he had like brethren or a tribe though. They'd be worried you skinned one of them, one of their own.
I would need to be careful about that and explain to them about synthetic furs. So I think I'm gonna marry. Shit, I don't want to live in the fucking frozen tundra. I will marry Bigfoot for for the lifestyle it provides me.
For the lifestyle, I'm gonna marry Bigfoot for the lifestyle.
And I will fuck the Yeti because I want to, and then. Unfortunately, I have to kill the Loch Ness Monster, which feels horrible. But
how do you do it? You just poison the lake?
No, because I would want to, even though I would feel bad about it, I think that the only way to do its death justice would be to also gather the remains to prove its existence. So
sure.
I think that like I would have to figure out how to kind of like harpoon and then have like a net that the scoop.
Oh wow.
It would be many men with me on a boat and we're figuring this
out. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Many men on a boat. Mm-hmm. That's what all the kids are doing these days.
Before I head back to Northern California to see my husband, yes. Or I guess there are female big feet. We learned about Patty and
Patty,
her oversized breasts. Actually,
apparently your tits are huge, yeah.
So before I see Patty, I guess I have to gather the bones of the Loch Ness Monster and tell the world. That's
Scotland
my choice.
Would be a fun little trip. I like Scotland. Nice people there.
What would you do?
I don't know. So part of me, like in a fantastical way, is like, Bigfoot seems like the most humanoid sexual experience.
Probably,
so
yeah.
You could
Yeti's
argue that like
similar.
It could be, yeah, similar. But like, there's this part of me that I'm like, But could it be just like an experience you could like never explain to like have sex with the Loch Ness monster?
Oh, just like, yeah.
I mean, just like getting fucked by a sea worm. I don't know.
And are you under the water?
I mean, we can't know. Like, what's happening to me? It also seems like oddly terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to like... The thing that's so terrifying about the Loch Ness Monster and like being involved with it, like sexually or like in a relationship, is just that you lose a lot of your abilities once you're in water. And so like that makes it a totally different thing than the Yeti or Bigfoot.
A little bit more helpless. I see.
Yeah. You're kind of at the whim of of Ness.
The glamour of the Yeti, which harkens me back to, I feel like, a fact I threw out on a random episode about how cold is like
associated with luxury. Wealth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that Yeti seems like we'd be like chillin'.
It'd be bougie. It'd be a vodka slide of ice.
Yeah, I think maybe I'd like to marry the Yeti. I'm open to cold. I'm like into just like the apparel that they could go with that, and like,
and
just
Patty,
my
and
like
I could
fluffy white husband. Yeah. We'd be like kind of compatible that way. And I think just from like a research standpoint of like, you know, when people are like, I was like abducted and fucked by an alien and then returned to Earth. I'd like to be like that person who is like, I have had sex with the Loch Ness monster. Like, I want to be that woman who's like, no, I was fucked by the Loch Ness. Yep. Yeah. And then so I kill your husband. Sorry.
Whoops. Well, I guess we're not coming over.
I guess I'm not coming over. Somebody's dead. Which then ends up like I'm with the Yeti, but you had sex with my husband, and then
yeah, so that's
or wife.
Tough.
We can't know. My gender neutral. My Yeti. You had sex with my Yeti, and in retaliation, I killed your Bigfoot.
I know. R.I.P. And I've killed the Loch Ness Monster, and so now two creatures are slain.
Well, and on that note, the good news is we truly will be catching you next week back, and maybe better than ever. That's big talk. We can't really know.
I don't want to hype it too much, but I mean, I am happy with it.
I'm excited. I mean, you should be too. Like, we're not trying to overhype. We do overhype a lot of our own content from time to time, and then
we don't have a hype man.
Regret it.
Yeah, that's true.
We have to be our own hype woe man, yeah. as you would expect. But yeah, that said, we will see you next week for the premiere of season 5. And as always, you can get at us on the internet via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod, or via Twitter at WAYLTTweets. And good night, good morning, good day, whenever you're listening to this. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.